It is an honor to introduce draft resolution L28 as orally revised, entitled Promotion, Protection and Enjoyment of Human Rights on the Internet, on behalf of a cross-regional core group consisting of Brazil, Tunisia, the United States of America and Sweden. This triannual resolution builds on five previous resolutions affirming that all human rights apply online as well as offline. These resolutions have played a central role in the normative debate in many fora. The draft resolution considers meaningful and universal connectivity essential for the enjoyment of human rights and highlights the need for sustained investment in digital infrastructure and capacity building to bridge the digital divide, particularly in developing countries. The resolution promotes efforts to close digital divides based on age, disability, and gender, and emphasizes the importance of ensuring affordable, safe, and meaningful connectivity for women and girls. It also condemns online gender-based violence and discrimination. Furthermore, the resolution addresses internet shutdowns and other measures that prevent or disrupt access to or dissemination of information online, calling on states to refrain from such practices that undermine meaningful connectivity. The core group adopted a balanced approach, recognizing both the risks and opportunities provided by internet connectivity and bridging digital divides. Technological tools can play a crucial role in addressing inequalities within and between countries, as well as for achieving the SDGs. The text emphasizes the need for a proactive approach, highlighting the importance of strengthening international cooperation with particular attention to the specific needs and challenges faced by developing countries. This resolution requests the Office of the High Commissioner to prepare a report on a human rights approach to meaningful connectivity and overcoming digital divides, including addressing threats to individuals' access to the internet. Mr. President, over the past weeks, the core group has sought to carry out negotiations in a constructive and transparent manner, holding three informal consultations before tabling, and was open to bilateral dialogue with all delegation. The core group wishes to express its deep appreciation for the positive engagement that characterized the negotiations and believe that the constructive and balanced approach will allow the Council to adopt draft resolution as orally revised by consensus. I thank you.